I'm going to read Matthew 21, verses 12 and 13. And Jesus went into the temple of God and cast out all them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables and the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves, and said unto them, It is written, My house shall be called a house of prayer. My house shall be called a house of prayer. This past week, God was messing with me. He said, this is how he was messing with me. God be tripping on me sometimes. And he said, Van, what am I doing? And so I'm going to ask you the question, since y'all are so deep. What is God doing right now? What is Jesus doing right now? Somebody talk to me. What is Jesus? Glenn, what's Jesus doing right now?
Well, through all that's happening here in America, I think God is talking to us.
Talking to us?
Yeah.
All right. Interceding for us, praying for us. What's God doing now?
Blessing us.
Listening to us?
Yeah. Showing his mercy.
What is God doing?
I think he's resting.
Trying to get our attention.
Stretching us.
Anybody else? What's God doing? What's Jesus doing? It says he's sitting on the right hand of the Father. Is he just sitting down and, come on. I'll be glad when this day get over.
There's too much entertainment for him.
Oh, so he's sitting there talking about, oh, this is like TV. Look at them. What is Jesus doing? Yes.
He's parenting.
Anything else? What do you think Jesus is doing? Yes.
Defending us.
Caring for us.
Sickness and health.
Checking our faith out.
Saving us.
He's giving us peace.
Giving peace.
John 14 says he's preparing a place for us.
He's preparing a place for us. Now, here's how I see the preparing of the place. I believe that. He's preparing the place, but I'm thinking kind of like, now you remember God, it took the Lord, Lord God, took him how many days to do everything?
40 days.
Well, he rested on the seventh, 6 days, and he rested on the seventh. You know, I kind of figured, you know, when Jesus went up there and, you know, he did all the stuff in the, you know, temple and the blood, and he sacrificed everything, and then he said, all right, I'm going to go prepare a place for you. I mean, you know, all he had to do was speak. So it don't take that long. You know, we done had a couple of thousand years, and I'm pretty sure the place must be prepared for us. I don't know. I'm just saying, you know, but what is he doing? And what you're saying, yes.
I think he's preparing us each day for what's to come.
Yes. Getting us ready. Here's one of the things that hit me. God started talking to me about. He said, Van. And that's where he went. He brought me to that verse. I'm getting my church right. I'm getting my church in order. If you read that, Matthew 21, 12 and 13, it said Jesus goes to the synagogue, to the church. First thing he does is he throws people out. Number one, he throws people out. Now, wait a minute. I thought we were supposed to be getting people in. Aren't we supposed to be getting people close to church? In church? To God? Especially the bad ones, he throws them out. That's in the natural, in the spiritual, he's talking to me. He says, Van, here's what I'm doing with my church. First thing I'm doing, I'm cleaning house. I'm cleaning house. Anything that ain't supposed to be, gotta go. Here's how he put it to me. You can be, remember, they're at the church. You can be in the right place, but in the wrong position. You can have the right name, but the wrong number. You can have the right house, but the wrong heart. Those people right there at the church, they in the right place, You're at church. But they're in the wrong position with God. Got the right name. Jesus, God. You ever call somebody and I'm going to call Jackie. I got the right name, but I called you. Wrong number. You ain't going to get what you're looking for. Right house. Got the right place. I'm right house. But I got the wrong heart. Many shall say, Lord, Lord, but won't enter the kingdom of heaven. God says, I'm going to clean out everybody that ain't mine. You're not going to have to clean it. I trip off with people. They say, I used to be a part of churches where they were looking for people who were messed up. And so they didn't do, and they were going to clean them out. They were going to straighten them out. I'm like, what are you doing? You can't fix people. God can. He will get rid of them. Here's what he's getting rid of. Everybody. If you got any hate in you, you're out. You got any anger in you, you so angry. The Bible says be angry sinner. You so angry, you'll let anger in and yourself, you'll tell God to get out, you're out. You got pride in you, you're going to do it your way, you're stubborn, you're out. You got unforgiveness in you, you're out. I'm cleaning house. You would thank God, don't you want all them people? I'm cleaning house. And anything wrong purpose in there, I'm getting out of it. God was talking to me. He said, Van, make sure. Remember, we're like a vehicle. We're like a car. I'm a big black Escalade. All right? You're like God. Clean your car. Constantly, every day, I got to clean this car. If I got any hate, if hate gets on it, I got to clean it. Anger gets on it, where it controls, I got to clean it. Pride gets on it, I got to clean it. Unforgiveness gets on it, I got to clean it. Clean your car, get it off. Get it clean. God's cleaning house. Whatever. Jesus is cleaning house. Whatever. It's not in my church. That's in my church. That's in, I'm getting rid of it. I'm clean. Check yourself. Don't check me. Check you. Constantly. I'm tired of it. I keep watching these people. They are critiquing each other and watching each other and jumping on each other's case. Jump on your own case. Leave me alone. I'll clean. I got to get it right with him. And so the Lord was talking. He said, Van, one of the things I'm doing, I'm cleaning house. You better make sure you're clean. Get with me. And if you got any dirt on you, all you got to do is come to me. I'm the best car wash you ever seen. Is that right? Can't nobody clean you like Jesus. All right. Now, if you come to me and ask me to clean you, can't nobody clean you like Jesus. I'm cleaning the house. Second thing he said, I'm setting in motion. Or I'm setting up motives and motivation. I'm setting the standard. What are your motives? What's your motivation? I'm setting it. It said he threw out all the tables, all the doves, all that stuff. I'm setting a standard in my church. Let me explain a little bit. I don't know anything about, I'm not a businessman. I don't know business. What I understand about business, bottom line, sell, buy, sell. That's all I understand. Buy, sell, money is the transfer, is the trade. Buy, sell, money is the transfer, based on money. Bottom line, that's business. That's all I understand. You buy, you sell. Money, the bottom line. Profit. I'm not a businessman, I don't know all that stuff, but that's the bottom line. That's the simple part of it for me to understand. That's it. In church, it's not about business, it's about blessing. Blessing has to do with giving and receiving. Giving and receiving. And the bottom line is not money. The bottom line is motivation. Your morals. Your standard. Why are you doing what you're doing? It's about blessing. In business, you buy. Can I buy a position? Can I buy your love? Can I buy you respect? Sell. Can I get rid of you? Can I get something for this? Can I make something out of this? Can I get some profit? Can I get something back? Business. Blessing, totally different. It's about give. What can I give? What can I share? What can I do? Blessing. Receive. I receive your forgiveness. I receive your grace. I receive your mercy. I receive it from you. I'm not trying to take it. I'm not trying to buy it from you. I can't earn it. I just receive it. And there's a total difference there. One's about trade. What can we buy, sell? What can we do? The other one's about trust. And the Lord says, I'm setting a standard in my church. Well, when you do something for somebody, it ain't got nothing to do with buy or sell. It ain't got nothing to do with business. It ain't got nothing to do with trade. It's got everything to do with blessing. I bless you. Like you were talking about, I bless you. You receive. Some of us got a hard time receiving. Why? When God wants to bless you. No, I don't want it, God. I want to earn it. I don't want no blessing. Blessing. Give. Some of you got a hard time. God's trying to get you to give for you. He wants you to bless like he blessed you. That's where the relationship is. I want you to bless others. And he's setting that standard in the church. That's what he's doing with the church. He's setting it up. You don't come in here, okay, this is about business. Bottom line, what can I make out of this? What can I get? What can I sell? Doesn't work like that. I go to kids and I tell them, I'm talking to kids often, and sometimes I, especially when I used to go around and talk a lot, I used to say, hey, there's two ways you can learn. You can learn by my experience or you can learn on your own experience. And I would tell the kids and I'd say, all right, listen. You know, the kids, you know, they'd look at me and they'd say, shut up, you bald-headed black man. I'm trying to talk to you. And they were like, I don't want to hear you. You ever talk to kids and they're, you know, and I'll tell them and I say, listen, there's two ways you can learn. If I tell you, don't go play in that role, and you tell me, shut, and you run out there and play in the road and the car hits you and you come back with one eye and one leg, come up. Oh, man, you was right. Now, the reason I told you that because I got one eye and one leg. I was out there. And so, but I told you don't do it, and you did it anyway. And now you learn, but you learn by your experience. You could have watched me. Could have just listened to me and you would have been all right. And so a lot of times, if you would just listen, a lot of times you'd miss a whole lot of pain. This thing right here, about trusting God and not trying to get in a trade, listening to God, not ministry is not about, relationship is not about business. It's about blessing. You better hear him. I'm here to tell you, better hear. When I got saved, October 10th, 1980. God spoke to me. He said, teach my people. Didn't understand what that meant. Had no clue. Almost 20 years later, I get here to Pauley's Island. I begin to catch. I begin to understand what it means. And he wanted me to start a ministry and run a ministry. And I get in, get it started, I get it going, and I got the name, Teach My People. And when I got started, here's what God said to me. He said, Van, I don't want you to get people on the board who got money, who know how to do it, who know how to raise money. I don't want you to get people, because I'm going to do it. And so, all right, pick some people. They don't know no more about business and money than I do. They just as dumb as I was. I mean, they were dumb, but you know. God started making things happen. When I would run my meetings, my board meetings, here's how I would run my board meetings. I'd start it off, I'd say, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. And then I would pray, and I would ask everybody in the meeting, I said, what's going on? Is anything happening in your life? And if something was going on, sometimes there would be stuff happening in life, I would stop, wouldn't even go into the meeting. We would pray, and we would talk, and we would just deal with that. And sometimes, you know, we had a time frame, and then it was time to go, so we never even got to the business. Didn't even touch it. And God said, that's how you run your meeting. And people would say, well, can I come to you? Businessmen coming. Can I come to your meeting? I said, yeah, come on to the meeting. They'd come to the meeting and they'd sit back there and I'd see the wheels turning. This is not business. You're not doing this right. You can't be doing it. Bottom line, you got this, you got to get this, you got to do this. And, you know, as time went on, listen to me, I'm playing in the road. Time went on, I began to listen to them. I said, oh, yeah, I need to get this type of person on, and I need to have that type of person, and I need to do this, and I begin to listen to them, and I begin, and I got to the place where when we come into a meeting, hey, and I open up a prayer, and all right, we got to get down to business, we got to go get this, and we got to do this, and we got to have this, and I got to meet this quota, and da 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 da. God took everything. God took everything from him. This ain't about business. This is about people. It's about blessing people. My World Trade Center failed. Took everything. I'm here to tell you. When you're dealing with people, it ain't about money. Now, here because I love you. That's my only motivation. Don't want nothing. Ain't trying to get nothing. Ain't playing no game. No con. Hear me. God set his church straight. Then he said, last part he said, because my house is supposed to be a house of prayer. Let me ask you a question. When you don't have, when all your needs are met, when you don't need no money, when you have everything you want, when you have great health, you don't have no problems. Everybody in your family is happy. All your relatives are normal. The neighbors are beautiful. There's beautiful weather. There's no storms. There's no sky. How much do you pray? How much do you pray? When everything is right, how much do you pray? 2 hours a day? Oh, God. Thank you for blessing me. I'm just gonna pray for 6 hours. I'm just going to think about you so much because everything is good. I don't know about you. Let me tell you about Van. When everything is good, I don't pray much. I say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And then I go enjoy everything. Oh, Lord, I'm full. Thank you, Jesus. But when I'm hurting, I pray. When I'm struggling, I pray. When I'm in pain, I pray. When I got problems, I pray. When I got pressure, I pray. God said, I'm going to make my house a house of prayer. How you going to make this a house of prayer, God? What do you think he going to do? I'm going to make this a house of prayer. You know what I've been praying? Y'all might not like this. Those of you who continue to come here, you might want to leave. But here's how I pray. And I love it when I ask for y'all to pray, you're praying. Let me tell you what that means. Whatever is in this house, it's because it's in your house. Whatever is in your house, you bring in. If you're not praying at your house, you won't pray here. I come here and I pray. I want to pray. I know to pray. Why? Because I got stuff in my house. I got pain and I got problems and I got pressure. And so I know to pray. And I've been praying, Lord, make them pray. And so if you've been getting some extra pain and some extra problems, and if you haven't, I'm going to pray for some more to come your way.
Thank you,
man. You're welcome. You know why? There's a lot of people out there hurting. There's a lot of people out there struggling. And if we don't pray, how are they going to make it? We can't fix them. The world can't fix them. Politicians can't fix them. Police can't fix them. Can't nobody fix them. But God, we got to pray. But if we don't pray, if we think everything. I was so stupid. I used to think, God, just make everything great in my life. And God would make things nice, and then I wouldn't pray. And then the light kind of went off. I ain't going to pray. If everything's beautiful in my life, I ain't going to pray for you. Glenn, I ain't going to pray for you. If everything's going right, I ain't even going to think about you. But when I'm catching hell, I pray. And I don't know what it is, but it's something about when I'm going through it, I start to pray for you. I start to think about you. And I say, oh, Lord, help me. And so I've said to the Lord, I said, Lord, make them pray. And God know how to touch you, baby. God know how to hit you just when you go, ah! Oh! But that's all right. Because he's going to make his house a house of prayer. Does that make sense? Father, I love you. I thank you. I praise you. You're an awesome God. There is no other. You know how to get to us. You know where we are. You know what we need. Bless your people. Be with us. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And y'all have a great day. Be blessed. Amen.